Hello and welcome to another of our Heatherly Bach podcasts. Our officers have recently been around the school to ask children what they would like to know about policing in our community.
And today we were lucky enough to be joined by PC Brixpier and CSO Gunter, who came in to visit the school and answered some of our questions. Here's what they had to say.
What kind of things does your job involve? Describe a typical day.
I'm based in Pontypool and I cover the north end of Pontypool myself. There are other officers that cover other areas, and my typical day, I am led by what comes over my radio. So if the control room asks me to answer a call, I answer the call. We are briefed at the beginning of the shift, so our sergeant tells us the problems that are happening in the area at the time, on the day or a couple of days before, and we try and respond to those problems to try and sort them out. And to do that, we try and work with different people, so different agencies, different partner agencies, we try and work with them to come to a solution to sort those problems out.
How do you combat speeding in the community and what punishments do they get?
Typically, speed camera vans park up around certain areas and they will monitor the speed. Depending on the speed you're going, depends on the punishment. You can either be offered a speed awareness course, you get points on your licence, or a fine, or if you're going too far over the speed limit, you can be disqualified from driving altogether.
How many hours do you work in our community?
I'm the local community support officer for the Blenavon area, so I try to spend most of my hours that I work in Blenavon. I do, however, sometimes have to take calls in other places when we're very busy. I also work alongside Sarah, who covers Blenavon with me, although she does have a few other areas. And I work in part of a neighbourhood team, and they often do come up here to support me.
How do teenagers react when you tell them off?
It varies quite a lot. Most teenagers or young people, they react well. They respect that we're in a uniform and they do listen. You do get the odd one who won't, but you deal with that as it comes up. We've got a big team, so there's a lot of support if that does happen. But we do generally have a good rapport with a lot of the teenagers up here, so we do get a great response.
Do you enjoy your job and what's your favourite thing about it?
I do enjoy my job very much. I've been doing it for 12 years and in that time I think I've dealt with many things and come across many things that I would never have come across in any other walk of life. So I think that's what I enjoy about my job the most.
What is the hardest part about being a police officer?
The role is very busy. If a member of the public calls up and asks for help or asks for the police, then we need to go. And there are lots and lots of calls in the day. So we are very busy going from call to call. Sometimes some of those things that we deal with are quite challenging for one reason or another. So that can be quite hard to deal with. So you need to be quite resilient to be a police officer and to be able to deal with those things.
Do more crimes happen in the day or night?
It varies quite a lot. We tend to get different crimes in the day or the night. So, for example, I would say a Friday and Saturday night, they can be extremely busy. They may be a little quieter in the day, but not always. So, varies quite a lot, in all honesty.
How do you find out where you have to be to deal with things?
So, when members of the public call in, it gets passed to our force control room, and they will pass that information on to officers and community support officers like myself through the radio. So we're always listening to our radios, ready to be passed the information of where we need to be.
How many police officers are in Blenavon?
Police officers work all day and all night. So different shifts are on at different times. And on a shift, you might have maybe 12, 14 police officers covering the whole of Torvine. So all those police officers, if they needed to be in Blenavon at any one time, can be in Blenavon, okay? As well as the shift that you've got on, you've also got officers, police officers attached to things like the dog section. So they're police officers that drive around with dogs if they're needed for certain calls. You've got police officers with firearms, and we've got police officers who deal with mainly traffic offences. So you've got plenty of other police officers and police community support officers in the area at any one time, and if they are needed in Blenavon, then that's where they respond to.
What is it like to work shifts?
Oh, to work shifts is tiring. But it's also varied. So I get different problems in the day than I would get in the night. And I do enjoy it.
How old or fit do you have to become a police officer?
You have to be 18 and you need to have a good general level of fitness to become a police officer because you are on the go quite a lot. Police officers go through yearly fitness tests, so we do a fitness test every year to make sure that we're still up to scratch.
Does everyone that you arrest have to go to court?
That's a very good question. No, not everybody ends up in court. It does depend on the nature of the offence. They may not need to go to court. It's a very complicated answer to give, and that is probably one of the challenges of being a police officer.
We would like to thank you both for joining us today and giving up your time to answer our questions about policing in our community.
Thank you very much for having us. It's been lovely working with you all again. Diolch yn fawr.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.